Hello?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, yourself?
Good. What thoughts were going through your mind when you saw that the Saints moved up to pick you?
You know, to be honest, the thought that was going on my mind is I had a great feeling. When I saw that trade, I knew something special was coming, and I'm very excited.
Brandon, why did you feel that way? They didn't bring you in for a visit or anything. What made you feel that the Saints might be the team?
Because at the combine, when I had a formal interview with them, you know, I saw the expression on their face when I walked out the door, and I had that vibe. So, you know, I definitely felt that since the combine, and it happened. So I guess with my gut feeling, that was the right thing to do.
Brandon, did you take any other visits? I mean, did you take any visits at all?
I only took one visit and out to the New York Jets.
Were you getting a little worried when the numbers started falling and you were still available?
You know, not really. I wasn't worried. You know, I knew I was going to be called sooner or later. I was just being patient, whether it's the first pick or, you know, the last. I just had this opportunity to play in the National Football League. It's unbelievable.
Brandon, what's it like to come to a team with a quarterback like Drew Brees as opposed to maybe some of the other clubs with lesser talent position?
You know, to be honest, be able to have a quarterback like him, obviously a potential future Hall of Famer, but the beauty about him, he gets the ball to all his players, all his receivers, his tight end, his back. So to go in the offense like that as a rookie, you got to be excited.
Brandon, what kind of role did they discuss for you, and was the possibility of returning kicks brought up as something you might do?
You know, I'm excited about that. You know, like I heard, I guess Coach Payton said using a slot in the outside and possibly returning kicks. That's my game, so I can't complain about that.
A lot of people think that you're the successor to Darren Sproles in the Saints offense. Do you know much about Darren, and do you feel like you have the same skill set?
You know, I definitely know a lot about Darren Sproles, but at the same time, I feel like we do have the same skill set, but obviously I'm a receiver. He was more in the backfield catching screens. Now I'm going to be aligned out there, you know, on the half. So that's the beauty of it.
Brandon, Coach Payton talked a lot about your visit with them. You must have really impressed them with the way that you handled yourself. Did you feel that way? I mean, is there something that maybe caught your eye about how you handled them?
Well, that's the thing. Like we said, they was like, well, did I feel that and not a sense of business to them? Well, after the NFL combine, or after the NFL combine, you know, the meeting that we had, you know, they sent me a text and they said that, but they said it was real. And I think that's what they meant. So when you said that now, I'm not in a sense of business.
Just to let you know, your signal was going in and out there in that last
okay.
Answer.
Okay, is it better?
Yeah,
that's much better. Yeah. Would you mind just repeating that again? I'm sorry, Brandon. Just
oh no. Well, no. Basically, what I was saying was, you know, when I was in there in the meeting, and after I was done, you know, the words that they had to say on how they're impressed, more how I handled myself and how I knew the game of football. So that's why I felt like this was a great opportunity and a great chance.
Brandon, said you were awarded or you were given $100,000? Did I hear that right? By
yes, sir,
Adidas.
Yes, sir. Correct.
And what did you do with your $100,000, or have you already spent it?
No, I ain't spent it all. You know, I put up the half, and I actually bought my mother a car because she needed one. She was driving around in the 1999 Standard, and I wasn't having that anymore.
And what is she driving now?
She's driving a Mercedes.
I would assume a late model.
Yes, sir. You're right about that.
Hey, Brandon, describe the offense you played in at Oregon State. I know Mike Riley's known for a pro-style offense, but similar in the transition at all?
Oh, definitely similar. Like you said, pro-style offense. You know, I ran your basic routes, but I also caught your screens, and I ran the fly sweep. So to come from an offense like that is very helpful because I'm going to be kind of familiar to the terminology, but I'll be extremely familiar with the concepts.
Brandon, you may have been asked this, but after the combine, what kind of communication did you have with the Saints, if any, and were you surprised that... Sorry, go ahead.
To be honest, the last time I talked to the Saints was at the NFL combine. So, I mean, that speaks for itself.
And when you said you had a gut feeling about them, that continued all the way through the draft, or they were one of a handful of teams you had that gut feeling about?
You know, I had a handful of teams, but like I was saying, if I was there when it was picking at 27, I felt like they would have got me anyway. But I guess they moved up a couple boards.
Now, Sean Payton was really complimentary of not just your skill set, but basically the person that you are, saying that you're very tough, that anyone that has been around you likes you. I guess, what does it make you think when Coach Payton talks about, you know, just you as a person more so than you as a football player?
You know, the beauty of that, that's what I hold myself as accountable, being a great person, my faith, and carrying myself around and representing now the NFL in a great way, but not just the NFL, but my former college and, you know, just myself, and that's who I am, you know, and that's the difference between me and some other people.
Well, was there any team, hopefully someone didn't ask you this, but was there any team in particular that you were hoping that you would go to? You know, obviously a pass-happy team that likes to throw the ball around.
To be honest, I was just hoping I was going to the team that was on the clock. So I didn't hope for anyone else. But I'm actually very excited for this opportunity to play in this offense.
Brandon, you mentioned you seem to be pretty familiar. You know Drew Brees spreads the ball around to all of his receivers and stuff. Is that because you're a football fan or you've particularly followed this team?
All right,
You talked about knowing how Drew Brees spreads the ball around in this offense. Is that because you're a fan of all football, or you've particularly watched this team, or?
No, you know, I just watch football, and obviously we all know about Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints and that offense. I think you can ask anyone, and they'll probably say that they let the ball fly.
Have you had? I'm assuming no, but have you had any contact with Coach Riley in order for him to talk to you about what it's like being here in New Orleans, being that he spent some time down here as a coach?
Oh, well, actually not yet. I went straight to my interview, so I haven't talked to him yet, but I'll get a chance to do that. The first thing I'm going to ask him is, where do I go eat?
That'll be a long list, I'm sure.
Hey, Brandon, what's the fastest 40 that you've run?
The fastest 40 I ran was 4.29, and I was coming out of college. And, you know, at NFL Combine at 4.30.
Do you know Mike Haas very well, the guy that also won the Biletnikoff from Oregon State?
No, I don't know him very well.
Okay. He came here.
How about the fact that you'll be competing against, I guess, have a big rival with Quiz Rogers, another guy from Oregon State, obviously first game of the season?
You know, that's going to be fun. You know, that's going to be extreme fun to be able to compete against him. But not only him, guys that made connection with and made friendship with throughout this draft. So I'm just excited to compete in the National Football League.
Brandon, what's this whole process been like for you? What was this day like? You know, a lot of people say the waiting is the worst part.
You know, to be honest, this day and this process has just been, first of all, the process has been short because I only had one visit so I can continue to work out. But this day is, it's been a long day, but now I'm just blessed and, it's the highlight of my day.
All right. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Congratulations, bud.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brandon. Excuse me. Yeah, come on.
Oh. It's not connected to anything, so...